Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. TV weatherman prays on the earth and tornadoes are going through. Way to go, brother. Way to go, brother. Way to go. That's what we need more of. Wesley Hunt, target on Trump, you know, because they're going after Trump. Because, you know, we know he's the guy moving forward when they're going after him. You know, like all these train derailments, Trump's fault. If these train derailments are a result of electronic brakes would have solved the problem. Revelation of FBI informants shakes Proud Boys January 6th trial because... I want to get into all kinds of stuff with all this, with the FBI informants and all this. And New York to propose Netflix tax to bail out failing rail system. Glad I don't live there. Matt Gaetz calls on Ron DeSantis and Ted Cruz to endorse Donald Trump for president and help drain the swamp. French climate crazies torch police cars, and you see like a photo of this police car engulfed, like this van kind of thing, totally engulfed in flames, toxic fumes everywhere, but oh, don't worry, folks, we got to save the environment. Reese Witherspoon and Casey Musgraves want to make country music more inclusive with a new reality show, because we got to make it inclusive, because it never was inclusive, what the heck? Lord. Don't forget this, folks.
Hello, my name is Yvonne Marin from San Diego, California, and today's verse is John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. No condemnation, but a new beginning, a new opportunity. Not just have empathy from our Heavenly Father, but compassion. An adulterous woman, the sin brought her to the feet of Jesus, the best place where you and I can be. I can imagine the sin, a hateful crowd, a woman embarrassed, scared, fragile, and a loving Jesus. His presence changed everything. No one could throw the first stone, and Jesus told her, I don't condemn you either. Another example is this thief. He was facing death next to Jesus. He recognized his sins and his words, remember me. Jesus answered, today you will be with me in paradise. Today we can count on his love. He is an amazing God. He can forgive you and he can give you another chance. No condemnation, but the love of Jesus for you, your family, and your friends. And let them know that Jesus is here, not to condemn, but to love us, each one of us. Have a blessed day.
Think about that as you don't do day-to-day, pardon me. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:17. Folks, we had that Nashville Christian school shooting, and I want to get into that because you instantly have all these gun grabbers like, well, there was not enough gun laws. We need to... I cannot believe anyone would support. Here's another school shooting. How can anyone? And you have these people. Go ahead. I got $1 million. Show me how can you support guns after this? How? How dare you? Talk to me. Talk to my wife. When we went to high school, he had with gun racks, with shotguns in the back, fully loaded, and the truck was unlocked. The gun wasn't stolen. The ammo wasn't taken. They were not used. We didn't have school shootings. We didn't have all this. Show me where the gun's the issue. Show me where the gun killed people and not a person. Because if you say it's the gun, I'll say, well then, if the gun killed the people, then if that guy would have went in there with a knife and started stabbing people, is it still the knife that killed him, or is it the person that did it? He would have thrown grenades. Was it the grenade, or was it the guy that threw the grenades? I have a gun, and I pray to God I never have to use it. We need to ban alcohol to get rid of all the drunk driving. No. Drink, just don't drive. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. You're inconsiderate because you don't want to ban guns. I want to ban methamphetamine to keep it out of this country. I want to ban fentanyl. Oh, yeah. Isn't it illegal to bring fentanyl in America? Yes, indeed, but it's here. It's here, folks. It's here, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. It's like all these train derailments that are going on. Trump, and he deregulated everything. It's Trump's fault. All they did was, from what I'm understanding, what I've read, is this from liberals' sources. Obama was going to make, by 2023, every train that had and carried hazardous materials had to have electronic brakes for faster braking. Well, the New Palestine, Ohio's cargo was not under that jurisdiction of what would be considered hazardous materials. Therefore, they would have not had to have had these electronic brakes. It would have been like $117 million or something. It would have been a crap load of money to do all this. It would not have stopped because New Palestine's trains would not have had brakes. They would not have had to have them. Now, if you can go back and say, okay, if this train would have had, I think some of these derailments, even if they would have had the brakes, the electronic brakes, you would have still had a derailment. You still would have had chemical spill. Would it be, I knew someone that, and it's hard to talk about, she basically was stoned from a car. No, she wasn't stoned from a car. She wore her seatbelt. It kept her half in and half out, suspended in the car, was crushed and killed. The police officer said that she would have probably been severely hurt, but if she wasn't wearing her seatbelt, she would have probably been thrown from the car and lived. They can't guarantee it, but they said there's a 90% chance she would have survived. What condition she is, who knows? But she would have more than likely have survived. Don't worry, folks. Remember that New Orleans hurricane that flooded? And like right before, they voted on putting up like a flood wall, and they decided not to. Even if they would have said yes to that flood wall, guess what would have happened? Wouldn't have mattered anyways, because the flood wall would have not been put up. So even if they voted for that, it still wouldn't have happened. If they would have voted to do these electronic brakes, like that New Palestine train wouldn't have had it because it wasn't considered cargo. The cargo wasn't considered hazardous. Some of these derailments, there's no guarantee that if they would have had these brakes when it derailed, if it would have, you would have still had derailments. To what extent? It goes back to the football games. Well, if they would have come and had a touchdown, we'd have won the game. No, because, okay, you might have been ahead, but then what if they would have come, you know, you don't know. What ifs? Well, if they would have had the electronic brakes, what if it would have, what if it might have, you might have still had the same kind of, you might have had the same kind of derailment. You may have had, we don't know. Until we can say specifically, like, you have an unbiased transportation safety official say that, yeah, if they would have had the electronic brakes, this train would have probably stayed on the track, it would have derailed, but it wouldn't have done what it did, and okay. And we can prove that. But, and like in the New Palestine case, they would not have had that electronic brake. If this is hazardous materials in this derailment, they're saying that this is no damage to the community. This is no damage to... They don't have anything, so they got to blame Trump for everything. They can't... Okay, let's say that New Palestine incident was Trump. Where is the Biden administration fixing it? Why aren't they stepping up and being there for the people of New Palestine? They're not. They're not. Blame Trump. Blame Trump and step up and say, this is what we're doing. Okay, we are there fixing it. No, what they would do is they would go there and they would sit there and, okay, we're going to have these. They would spend 50 times more for stuff. In fact, I watched a short and this guy was going around. It was like a Waters World thing, and he was going around, one of the guys was going around with some Fox News, it was like Stossel going around, and he goes, and they had this public bathroom, and they showed that this little man and women's public bathroom in this park cost the government like $2 million. And they showed houses for like $500,000 that had like 6 bedrooms and 3 baths and all this stuff, and 2 baths, I mean, like, amazing. So, they would probably, if Biden's administration paid 50 times more than they should and it fixed it, okay. But they didn't. Biden hadn't even been there. Then would you want Biden there? Would you want Biden there? I mean, if you had a natural disaster, if you had something like that, would you want Biden there? Close down all the ice cream shops that signed up. We're closed due to COVID. I mean, this is how bad it is. We got people blaming Trump for all these derailments when, like, the New Palestine, Ohio wouldn't have mattered anyways because they wouldn't have put, they wouldn't have had those electronic brakes on there. So you couldn't blame Trump. But you have climate crazies burning French police, like, vans and cars and stuff. When I look at this van, all I see is caustic chemicals burning. All I see is tire, rubber, like, I'm sure there are Michelin tires burning, caustic fumes, all the car inside burning. How is that? How are you making the earth better by doing that? And they're at like an irrigation site. Like, what the heck? It's like the people that tried to defend, like, okay, we have a little climate conference. Climate crisis conference, and all the people that are going have their own private Lear jets, and they're all flying in their individual climate damaging jets. That's in their own words, you know, You need to stop eating meat to save the earth. But then you have all these air polluting airplanes flying all around the world all the time with all your produce. We're going to put oil from Saudi Arabia on a boat and bring it all the way over here. Because it's too dangerous to get oil from our own earth right below us. People, it's like they're like wiping before you poop. They don't make sense. How is getting oil from the Middle East and having it brought here? Well, this is just temporary. Because we need to use electric cars. What, that use electricity from oil and natural gas? No, they run on electricity. They're not run on fossil fuels, you moron. Where do you think the electricity comes from? To produce the electricity, they use coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels. Those are the three main things that produce 95% of the electricity that these electric cars run on. Not to mention, they're not earth-friendly, these lithium batteries. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. We're just going to torch all these police cars and have all these toxic fumes go up, but we care about the environment. I was talking to one. I'm like, I want to be, how do I get involved in this climate crisis? And you support that? No, I just want to be going to these climate crisis things and private Lear jets and having billion-dollar mansions and, doing, and then justifying my using a private Lear jet. Justifying my house that uses more electricity in 1 month than most people use in 1 or 2 years. Doing all this stuff that you, I will say, do not do X, Y, and Z, but then I do the exact opposite. It's a double standard, folks. In fact, there's supposedly 6 people that have been killed in that shooting in that Christian school in Nashville. When are people going to wake up and say, okay, enough's enough? But you're not doing it because if you were, you'd be for gun control. We didn't need gun control when I was a kid. When I was in high school, we had unlocked cars with valuables in them, with shotguns in them, fully loaded. Now, I wasn't living in South Chicago. I wasn't living in Detroit or Compton or Watts or South Central. But where we were, there were no school shooting. There were no people going in there shooting up people. There was no one going in and killing people. That's what I try to use that terminology. No one was going into the schools. I don't remember people when I was a kid going into schools. I don't remember people going into the schools and killing. And I use that term because I'm not blaming the gun. You don't want to admit. And I said, so how did the gun kill people? Because I had someone actually say that to me one time. He goes, you know, how can da da da? And they went off on me because I'm like, how did the gun kill those people in that school? How did the actual gun kill those people? A guy had to take a gun and pull and shoot. The guy did this. You can't come to me and say that I should be, because of all these school shootings, I should be against guns. Okay, well then you better be for the banning of alcohol, because look at how many people die at the hands of drunk drivers. You ain't blaming the car, just like you can drink and have a good time and enjoy yourself and do it responsibly and have 2 beers and if you're not safe enough to drive, you let someone else drive. You can have guns and people, responsible people, can use them responsibly. Taking away a responsible gun owner's gun is not going to keep a criminal who's going to get a gun at all cost. It's not going to keep him from getting a gun. Sorry. You're not going to keep the guns away from criminals. As much as they want you to believe cocaine, heroin, fentanyl make it through this country by the thousands, there's enough fentanyl in this country to probably kill every single person in America. How can it be? It's illegal. How dare you? You are ungrateful. People are dying at the hands of guns, and you think they should be... I think we need to have more. It's sad that we live in a nation now where you should have armed people who are trained at the school prepared to be there in case someone comes in. It's sad that most of these schools are in a lockdown thing and you have to show and prove who you are and why you need to come in, and then they let you in. Sad. But we also live in a world that got rid of Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, and the Native American from the Land of the Lakes. And guess what they did? They put a man, a black man dressed up like a woman, on a Ritz Crackers box. Like, wipe before you poop don't make sense. This world don't make sense. It's like there's so many people in this world that it's like they've been taught to be victims. Like, I've never in my life, up until Obama became president, did I ever see black people look at me like I think they're inferior. Like, what's he looking at? Like, what am like, I've never gotten that, like, that stare, like, is he racist? Is he, you know, like the... You know, I had friends that never even knew they were, I never even knew they were black until Obama became president. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, folks. You have Reese Witherspoon and Kacey Musgraves who are going to save the day and want to make country music more inclusive with reality TV show. What? Country music was not inclusive? Are you kidding me? Do you think someone who has a working television sitting on top of their non-working television cares who listens to their music? Maybe if you're smart and you got money, you can't relate to a guy that puts M-A-L-E on the mailbox and nobody gets it. And it was a joke. Instead of putting M-A-I-L, they put M-A-L-E, mail, on the mailbox. And nobody got it. Maybe if you're rich and you're really smart, you don't understand that when you mow your grass and you find two cars. See, my definition of a redneck is just someone that is in absence of sophistication. Someone that, you know, we may be smart, but in different areas. Give me a book, and I'm not book smart, but give me some... But I guess they want to make it inclusive because country music's not inclusive because, you know, Asian people, we need to have country music so that people that are Asian and people that are black and people that are of all different nationalities can relate and understand. It's funny. It's like the people that call us fascist when they're the ones that are trying to keep us from voicing our opinion, and we're the ones that you're the very definite. Look up what a fascist is, and you're matching the definition. Don't worry, folks. We're gonna have fully inclusive country music because we need to have. Pretty soon, they're gonna have like people from like Detroit and like South Chicago singing country music. You know, people from like Compton, Watson, South Central singing country music. Thirty-two minutes left in the program, folks. That's 32 minutes left in the program. Does this make sense to you? I don't understand this. We're going to make country music that's more inclusive. We want to save the environment, but we're going to torch a bunch of cars and police vehicles, and we're going to have them spew all kinds of toxic chemicals into the air, but we're all about saving the world. Well, a TV weatherman prays on air, "Dear Jesus, please help them as tornado strikes." Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere. Somebody is, I don't care. I'm praying for these people. They need it. They need someone. They need someone in their corner. Someone that someone my wife knows wasn't doing well. And she's like, "I need you to start a prayer chain, get this thing going." And we started praying, and she's slowly doing better. You know, we need prayer in this nation. Not these. Well, folks, this country just had the first, no offense, if you have a uterus and ovaries and produce eggs, you are a female. If you have female body parts, you are a female. I'm sorry, I don't care. I hate these women that claim they're men and then they get pregnant. "I'm the first man to have a baby." A man can't have a baby because a man doesn't have a uterus. Because they had one where she had like a sex change operation, I think, but she kept the uterus or something, and they impregnated her, and then they were just going to have to C-section to get it out, and she's like, "The first man to have a baby." I'm like, "You're not a man." Folks, you can say what you want to. When you dig these people up in 200 years, you're going to find that they were a male or a female. There's not 50 genders. Just because you think you're a giraffe doesn't make you a giraffe. I believe I'm an innocent man, so I can't go to jail. Well, it's funny how these people say this. You can be with, so anybody can be anybody they want to. Yes. I can be whatever I want to be. If I think I'm a woman, I'm a woman. If I think I'm this, yeah. And as soon as they've had several people that have gone up, well, "Can I identify as a, I think Pierce Morgan goes, "Can I identify as a black lesbian?" And this black lady says, seriously. And a lot of people get offended. Why not? Well, it's funny how I can be whatever I want to be. I can pretend to be anything I want to be. But as soon as I say, "Wait a minute here, I want to pretend I'm a black person," how dare you? Don't worry, folks. You can be whatever you want to be. Unless you want to identify as a black person. But they have people that they're biological women, and they claim to be a man, and they take some hormones so they can be a man, and they get pregnant, and they say, I'm a man that got pregnant. Or they have men, and they say, "Men can have ovarian cancer." "No, I can't. I don't have ovaries. How can I have ovarian cancer? How can I have cervical cancer when I have no cervix?" Calling being born a biological woman and saying you're a man does not make you a man. And now the NCAA has actually honored that, you know, that chick, that Hakami Wildebeest, you know, that dude, that, you know, that swimmer dude, you don't know that guy. Oh yeah. Leah Thomas. Couldn't win as a man, so he had to become a woman. They're honoring him during Women's History Month. Where are the feminists outraged at this? Men are infiltrating your community. This Women's History Month is supposed to empower women. The whole thing of the Women's History Month, all this stuff is to get women out of the home into the workforce. This notion that women can't, well, the whole point was the woman would 9 times out of 10 stay home and educate the kids. Because it wasn't the government's responsibility, a.k.a. the schools, to educate. No. It was the parents, the family, and the church. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Where's the Me Too movement go? Wait a minute here. Where are these feminists saying, why is a man, a biological male, being honored during Women's History Month? He's not a woman. He couldn't win as a man in swimming, so he became a woman so he could dominate. Seriously, folks, where are the feminists saying, I mean, at least you have black people coming out saying, well, wait a minute here. Like, you can identify, well, these people that can identify whether they want to, except for if they try to say they're black. Well, how dare you? You know, you want to pretend you're a woman, that's fine. But to pretend you're a woman when you're biologically not, and then be honored during Women's History Month. I want to move to California, identify as black, so I can get my replications. Yeah, I want replications. Identify as black. How dare you? How dare you? Who gives you the right to say what I am? Sorry, folks. I'm offended. I'm offended. I identify as a black man, and you have to accept that. And then people lose it. They lose it. So like that Reese Witherspoon, we're gonna make country music inclusive for everybody. See, this is, you can tell the rapture is about to happen, folks, when you have climate activists burning cars, spewing toxic fumes into the air. You have Reese Witherspoon saying that we're going to make country music inclusive for everyone, when who wasn't? I mean, when I grew up, we would listen to NWA. We listened to rap. We couldn't relate to people in Section 8 housing. We can't relate to a lot of what they're talking about, but what, folks, don't matter. Folks, it makes no sense. I mean, heck, they're in New York because they're so bad with money, just like that thing I was talking about for a little bit about that outdoor bathroom for men and women in this park that cost $2 million, the government built it. New York is run so bad that Democrats are proposing a Netflix tax to bail out failing rail system. That's right, folks. Oh, jeez. If you have like Hulu, like it's like a streaming tax. They're going to tax you for streaming Hulu. Yeah. What do you think? What have I said all along on this program, long time listeners? Well, it's just a penny tax. Come on, just a penny tax, and they get you to. And all they have to do is get you to accept any type of anything. Then that penny tax. Well, don't you want to have better this? Don't you want to have a better country? Well, we need 5 cents out of you to make the country even better. Well, don't you want to have a great country? Not just a better country, a great, well, that's 10 cents. Well, we want to have an immaculate, perfect, great, the greatest country in the world, and then 20 cents. And then they'll pocket 90% of the money. They won't spend it right. It'll take them 5 times as long and cost 4 times more than it should to do something. they're out of money. Oh, well, we need more money. Yes, this is going to be a driveway tax. If you got a driveway, yeah. This is going to be a driveway tax. We're going to tax you if you have a drive. We're going to tax this. We're going to tax that. We're going to tax. Why don't you demand? Why don't you say, well, why is it failing? Don't you look that stuff up in a, okay, isn't it a restaurant? Like, okay, why are we failing? What's going on? Why is this restaurant not making money? Don't you go back and look at it? Don't worry, folks. We're going to have a Netflix. We're going to have a streaming services tax. It's okay, folks. A streaming services tax. Because they don't know how to spend their money. And the people in upstate New York are like, see, New York is kind of like, it's almost like Chicago. Like Chicago, like 90% of Illinois is like very, very conservative, except this little part of Chicago. And it's like, and most people in Chicago are very, very liberal. And it's like, yeah, because they have 90% of the votes, it goes pretty much liberal every time. But there you go, folks. It's okay. We're going to solve the rail system by doing a Hulu and Netflix tax. If you couldn't manage your money properly to keep the rail system going, what makes you think that this tax is going to magically fix that? It's like in Michigan. All you have to do is vote, say you're going to fix the roads, and guess what happens, folks? They'll elect you, and do you put the money to fix the roads? Folks, I will be right back. I got to check something real quick. I'm back, folks. Thank you so much. Makes no sense, man. Makes no sense. What are you doing? Yeah, folks, we have no idea what we're doing. Folks, we don't. We can't manage our money, but we're going to. Tax you for watching Netflix. Just wait till they have a tax for breathing air. Revelation of FBI informants shakes Proud Boys January 6th trial. Because it's kind of funny because, you know, like when they had all those governors that they tried to get kidnapped and they blame, oh, it's right-wing Trump conservatives. And now they have all these FBI people that were involved in it. Like, there are so many FBI people involved in this January 6th thing. Like, but I honestly think what happened is this. So like these January 6th, what's going on? I think like a lot of these kidnapping, like when they tried to go after the governor of Michigan and kidnap her, I believe it was a setup, like, well, let's see if we can get, and I guarantee you on January 6th, there are probably people like, well, it's about time we take our country back. Look at what our forefathers did. We'd be British if we didn't do it, if they didn't stand up. And they probably said, yeah, we're going to, and it would be very easy to just say, hey, let's take back our country. Let's do something. And there's, I guarantee you, there are a lot of FBI people that were probably there that were, that was their, you know, that it was a setup by the FBI to try to get people to sort of, well, they can blame the Trump people when it's like, well, when you don't see the country going in the right direction, what do you do? We the people are going to take our country back. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment. And I kind of feel like that. I truly do. That a lot of this, there you go. And I have a feeling that there are a bunch of people out. Yeah, it was done on purpose to, hey, not only are we going to, if someone is actually going to do this, guess what? We're going to come after them. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens out of this, because I kind of feel like, well, let's get some FBI people. Let's see if we can get people that want to kidnap the governor. For look at all this. Look at how she's going. She's basically going above and beyond. She's got an abusive power. Okay? I'm sure you'd find people somewhere in America that are done with this and want this country back that would say, okay, let's do this. And it's like, they could have shut that down and not had this happen. Not that it really was an insurrection. I think it was just a bunch of people that tried to make this happen. Because like the night before, there was a guy that was on video. We're going to go when this happens, we're going to go storm the Capitol. Da, 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 da. And you hear a bunch of people. He's not one of us. We're not here to do that. We're here to make our voices heard. We're just letting the government know that, hey, we're not backing down. We're not shutting up. We're not going anywhere. And that's where we're at, folks. You look, Revelations, it's happening, folks. You look at what's going on, folks. I believe that they put FBI informants in. Let's see if we can, it's like those people that sit there and go to these Trump rallies and try to get people riled up, and then they would videotape them and try to get them to, and they try to get to me and look at these Trump loonies, and I'm like, you know. Folks, the people aren't coming across the border by the thousands, by the tens and hundreds of thousands to escape socialism because it's great. Folks, if you want to live, because these college kids that want to live, socialism's so great with them, why are all these people coming here? I truly believe a lot of these informants were like plants. I guarantee you, if someone organizes, let's go try to kidnap the governor. I'm sure there were people in that like, okay, I'm down with this. She's abused her power. We have to, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment, was to keep ourselves from a government that runs and controls our lives and tries to take away our liberty and freedoms. And if you overstep your boundaries, guess what? I'm not condoning anything. I'm just saying that, okay, you have the right, when you take the oath of office as a governor, senator, mayor, you swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. Am I right? Well, then you should be against censoring speech. You should be against gun legislation, because you take an oath to defend the Constitution, which means you're supposed to defend the Second Amendment. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. And I guarantee you they can find some people like, okay, yeah, let's about time we do something to take back our freedom. When the governor was making it to where you couldn't even garden and do basic things. See, you gotta understand something. Never on the history of planet Earth have we ever had a lockdown. If you have an illness or a pandemic, you just quarantine the sick people and everyone else goes on. This is the first time on planet Earth's history that when there's an illness, you shut down and no one does anything. You need to be a cost patriot and sit down. And you know what that cost? People that, wait a minute, I'm getting more money sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing than I am working. Cha-ching! How can I keep that going? I can't. We got to keep the pandemic going. We need more viruses. We need more strains. We need this. I want to sit at home and do nothing and just collect a check. Yeah. Like, I watch this, but like, when you go places and, like, people, like, you get, well, what's currency? What's cat? What, huh? I remember one time, like, 2 years ago, I went to Domino's, and I swear the kid didn't know what to do, and I gave him cash. Because he's so used to just people tapping or swiping. I gave him money. I'm like, might as well enjoy the face value of the currency while it still has that face value. Might as well enjoy that dollar while it's still worth a dollar. Because there's going to come a time where that dollar bill ain't going to be worth anything. Like, there you go, man. I got 5 billion of them. You want them? Here, take them. Folks, that's what's wrong with this world. They're trying to pin, because there's a lot of people when Trump's kind of gone after DeSantis that's like, Well, I think the establishment's trying to get DeSantis to try to, would I go for DeSantis? Or would I vote for Trump? Trump. 100%. DeSantis should stay in Florida and keep making it a great place. And I think that's what's going on in this world. I think there's too many plants. It's like, okay, let's say we want to take back this country. How would you know that the people you're trying to take it back with are not FBI informants that are just trying to get you all set up and then we're going to plan to do this and then when you go to do it, it's an entrapment and then we got these people for trying to take back their country. They wanted to have freedom. See, the problem we have in this nation is you have these people that don't understand. They don't get it. And they have their panties in a wad because I'm offended. You can't be here. My freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. You have every right to be here as much as I do. And then I watched a video where a guy was in here and they were trying to say that he didn't listen. And it's like, what do you mean by public place? What do you mean by public place? Because it goes back to the whole, like, president speaking to the press. If Trump speaks to the press, is that considered freedom? To where he has the presidential privilege? Because it's presidential duties, official business, or is it not? You know, like is this place considered, because there are places, like if you go into the mall, is that really a public place? Hey, I have freedom of speech. Well, this is not your... Because when that guy went to the Mall of America, I think it was that cop that was offended. I wonder what an atheist does if he's in a plane that's going down, he's going to die. Is he praying? What's he doing? Well, he doesn't believe in anything, so... Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This conversation, I hope you think. I want you to think. people wanting to make country music more inclusive? Like what was not inclusive about country music? What was it about rap in the 90s that everyone listened to that, how was rap? I never heard, I mean, now they play like, man, that's our music, man. What the heck, man? You ain't black. You can't listen to our music, you know. What? I don't know. You got people wanting to make country music more inclusive where, why, how was it not inclusive? There's a difference between inclusive and people wanting to listen to it. Just because I think since not enough white people are listening to Indian music, I think we need to make Indian music more inclusive. Maybe these Indian singers need to sing in English instead of whatever they sing in whatever language people from India speak. You got climate change activists setting cars ablaze, spewing toxic fumes everywhere. You got people that are blaming derailments when some of them, when the cargo wasn't even toxic enough to get the electronic brakes. And there's no guarantee it would have fixed anything. Thank God we got people starting to say, I don't care. Fire me. I'm praying. We got tornadoes. Nice to see someone pray on the air, man. Then we have ESPN honoring a male swimmer during Women's History Month. You know, she is an inspiration. She? Yeah. I don't think she will be able to ever have kids. You have crap loads of people going to climate crisis conferences in their own private Lear jets. You have school shootings where people, how dare you support guns with all these school shootings? Well, we didn't have school shootings in the 80s like we do now, and we had guns. We had unmarked trucks. Folks, it's about morality. Show me how a sane, normal, law-abiding citizen is going into a school and shooting someone up. No, it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, people. Folks, I don't claim to understand everything. I just try to give you the information and maybe you can figure it out. I'll wait for someone to write me during the weekend, hey, look, I figured it out. I figured out something that can't make sense. Maybe we can make country music more inclusive by having songs about climate control activists that are spilling toxic fumes in the air. I don't know. What the heck? All you have to do is see where the money trail goes. Okay, folks. Oh, everyone in America should give up eating meat and go vegan? Sure. Oh, that guy owns one of the largest vegan companies? Oh, yeah. And he's promoting that product? Okay. Folks, I want people to make their own decision. I want to make their own choice. You know, if there are all these FBI agents infiltrating these groups, why didn't they shut down January 6th? Why did they let it happen? Why didn't they do something? Why didn't they say, hey, this was going to happen, but we stopped it? They could have said that the Trump people tried to do something and they stopped it. They didn't stop it. They let it happen. I honestly believe that they were, the whole point with a lot of these things, including those kidnappings, attempts of the governors, were they were trying to get people, let's see if we can get people to go along with it. Just like when they go into the crowds and they get these liberals that try to get these pro-American Trump people riled up. A few seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a conversation, folks. It's okay, folks. I want to thank China. I mean, candidate. We need more like those two Cubans that came over here in an ultralight. That's some ingenuity. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, all, and God bless, and goodbye.